Purdue PhD student claims he was forced out of program for his Christian faith. By Tom Sikkata on May 24, 2019. A former PhD candidate at Purdue University claims that he was forced out of the program for his Christian faith. In a column for the College Fix, Corey Miller explains how he was forced to leave his PhD program at Purdue University by peers and faculty members who taunted him over his Christian faith. Miller recalled receiving prank phone calls in the early morning hours. When he picked up the phone, Miller heard his classmates mocking him for his Christian faith. The next semester, a leftist professor accused him of having several mental illnesses. "I entered the PhD philosophy program at Purdue University in 2004. 6 weeks and I was shocked that I was receiving prank calls at 3 in the morning from fellow grad students. They were mocking me for my faith. The next semester I recall receiving a permanent note in my file from a Marxist professor who claimed I was schizophrenic. While he was not a clinical psychologist capable of judging me schizophrenic, he believed religion was the opiate of the masses and that my beliefs were delusional." Miller explains that he was ultimately forced to leave the PhD program when his dissertation committee chair decided that he could no longer work with Miller due to Miller's faith. "I tried to be as stealth as possible and keep my head down to graduate. Nonetheless, I could not avoid the hostility. While in my fifth year, I was sabotaged near the finish line. The atheist director of grad studies found a way to work in tandem with her longtime friend, my advisor, to root me out. I was ABD, all but dissertation, with a 3.5 GPA. I completed all coursework, languages, exams, and my funding was even from a different department. But my dissertation committee chair informed me that he dropped me. He said it was because I had too much of a faith perspective. Never mind the fact that part of my dissertation topic was on the virtue of faith. You can read Miller's entire column here. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates."